Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Hei, Mishnah Aleph. If you listen to Kiddush Shabbos morning, you're going to hear Zachar Yom Shabbos Lekatchai, Sheish Es Yom Tavod V'Yasisa Kamalachtecha. 6 days you will work. Do what you have to do. But V'Yayim Hashvi on day number 7, Shabbos L'Hashem Lekecha, it is Shabbos Loisasecha Malacha. You can't do any malacha. Who can't do any malacha? Ata you, Ivincha your son, Ivitecha your daughter, Avdecha V'Yamascha Uvehemtecha and your behema. A person's behema is not a lot of work on Shabbos. So, my behema usually has gear to it, has ropes connected to it, you know, reins, and it's walking out into Rosh HaSarabim. Am I allowed to let him walk out into the Rosh HaSarabim? After all, he's carrying, and the Torah says, I have to make sure that my behema does not do any malacha. Well, the halacha is that anything that is necessary to control the animal is mutter. That's not considered that the animal is carrying. That's like part of the levush of the animal. Aha, so now we have to know each animal, what is necessary for that animal in order to be able to control it. Of course, if an animal is stronger or wilder, you need a more solid piece to be able to keep it in place. So let's see our Mishnah. B'meh behemah yaitza, with what may an animal go out? U'b'meh eina yaitza, and with what can an animal not go out? Yaitza ha-gamal, a camel can go out, bi'afsar. Afsar is a kind of a string that's connected to his mouth. I can control the camel with this string. However, v'naka, some learn as a different kind of a camel, some say it's a female camel, whatever the case may be, it's much stronger, wilder, faster than the regular camel. The string is not enough to hold it, to control it, to watch it. And therefore, v'chatam, that can go out with a more complicated nose ring to keep it in place. Chaita means a nose. Over here, chata means a nose ring. Viluvdikis, that's a donkey that comes from Libya. Biprumbia, that needs a metal bit. Visus, and a horse. Bisher. Sher is a kind of a neck chain. The Matanura explains it's like a, it looks something like a bracelet. It has a ring attached to it, and you connect the string to that ring. Bechal bali hasher. And all the animals that go out with this type of a neck chain, Yaitz and Besher, can go out with it. The Batanura says that the hunters used to put this around their dogs or smaller animals. Then Imshachim Besher, and you can pull them with this neck chain. What if it gets Tameh? So we know that if something becomes Tameh, Tumas Mes, so it needs both. You have to sprinkle on it with water that was mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma, and you also have to immerse it in a mikvah. So the Mishnah is going to tell us a tremendous leniency over here. It's not too hard. You don't have to disconnect it before you sprinkle on the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. You can leave it on the animal and sprinkle the water that way. And when you want to toivel it, you don't have to take it off, because it may be hard to take off. You can take the whole animal and have it immersed into the mikvah. It comes out with these things in place. As the Mishnah concludes, imazin aleihem, you can sprinkle on them the water that is mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. V'toivlin, you can toivel the whole animal, b'mekaimon, with this particular type of gear in place on the animal without having to remove it.